Hello, guys, gals, and non-binary pals, and welcome to the Fifth Trooper Podcast. I'm Owen, and as always, I am with my trusty co-pilot, Isaac. Isaac, how's it going?
It's going well. Glad to be back.
Yes, glad to be back, and this is our first podcast here of 2026, but before we get started looking at 2026, we're going to take a look back at the year that was of 2025. So this is our end of the year semi-ranking list that will just go over all of the fun things that came out in 2025 in Star Wars Legion. But before we dig into any of that, just remember that you can be a Patreon subscriber and help us make more of these things and more of this content. So if you like what you hear, please consider subscribing. If you are already a subscriber, thanks for letting us do this. And, you know, it's nice. We appreciate it. Thank you so much for letting us be here once again for the year of 2026. So with all of that said, let's dive straight into Legion that was of 2025. Now, thankfully, there wasn't a lot of huge rule changes here, so we're going to be mainly paying attention to the products that came out this year, and we're going to try to go in order, but it was a long year, so if something is a little bit out of the correct date, forgive us. We're going with the best list that we had, but we wanted to go through all of the things that we got here. And so the first thing that came out was crab droids.
Yes, the crabbiest of the droids.
The crabbiest of droids. And you got two of those little suckers in the little box, and boy, were they something.
Yeah. Yeah, this is the one where, like, you have to find a buddy when you buy it, because you want to buy one and then split a box, because there's two and you can run three of them. So unless there's some crazy crab droid battle force coming out where you run like six of these guys, it's good to have a friend to split these up with. So, but yeah, I mean, we can go through the card. The LM-432 crab droid, it's armor 2, climbing vehicle programmed, reposition, scale, scout 1, and scouting party 1. Then we got 5 health on the left. And we got breaking point at 3, surging red saves, or no, sorry, regular red saves, surging to hit, and speed 2. Did I catch all of it? The gun.
The weapons?
Oh, yes. We have crabby claws. So crab claws, impact 2, pierce 1. It's a melee weapon. You got 2 red, 1 white, 1 black. You can put a hard point on these guys. You got a comms tech upgrade, and you got the the programming, attack, defense, and engagement protocols. For the hard points, if you want to give these guys a little extra punch, you do the heavy las cannon or a twin blaster cannon. So the heavy laser cannon is 5 black, impact 3, fixed front, range 1 to 3. And then the twin blaster cannons are 2 red, 2 black, also fixed front, and range 1 to 3. That about covers it, though.
Yeah, on the card. I mean, for 70 points, not bad.
Yeah, they give scout 1, 2. I mean, that's not nothing. That's gonna allow stuff to get onto the board. I mean, it's an action, it's free action turn 1. So if you have some like alpha builds that you're trying to do, where you want something to walk out onto the board and shoot turn 1, it's not bad to throw on there. I know some people are like scouting Dooku up and stuff just to get him a little bit more up the board. Things of that nature, but they're sort of outshined by some of their other counterparts in that slot. I think is why you don't see a ton of them. But solid unit if you got them.
Yeah, I think that from my experience of playing against CIS players. I'm sorry, I'm not one of you. but from playing against CIS players, for the few that I have, I feel like these kind of got slotted in pretty easily into their list. It wasn't anything that felt like it was game-breaking or oppressive, but it was always something that was there that I was like, that's a lot of keywords for 70 points. And, you know, I was like, that's pretty good. Like, yeah. You were always trying to run some of them. I don't think I saw anyone who ever had 3 directly, but you always kind of like saw somebody be like, oh, I had some extra points left over at 3. Threw a crab droid in, which I was like, makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, it is like a, like most of the other support units, I mean, that's a fairly good point. Most of the other CIS support units, you got spider droids, droidicas, and stap riders. Usually people are running like all or none when it comes to those. A crab droid is one that's, you know, like if you got like an awkward 70 points, it's not terrible just to throw one of in there if you like the scouting party is a really good keyword. Like, it can synergize with other units in your list. If you have a unit, you're like, man, I wish it could go out onto the board a little bit earlier, get more up the field, and shoot turn one. I mean, it's not a bad thing to throw in there. And it can kind of throw down with its guns and stuff, too. It's not a pushover. Red saves is great. We love armor.
Yeah, I was going to say, red saves is always good. Armor with red saves is always pretty solid. Like, this thing was tanky. And, you know, it could take some shots. It could also, with move two, it could easily get where it needed to go and hold points down while taking a bunch of hits. So, it's a solid piece, at least from my perspective of it. And I think it was something that I saw a lot of people that were very excited about adding them into their lists, but it wasn't anything that I think completely busted the format as much as the next thing on the list of 2025, the Aqua Droids.
Ah, yes. The Aqua Droids. Shall I go through the card?
Yeah, I got it here. So for Aqua Droids, it's a heavy with 78 points for the Aqua Droids. You got three models at 3 health apiece with absolutely no breakpoint, with surges on both white saves, 1 speed, so it's a little slow, but with that you were getting a piece that could essentially give you moving cover, and you also had the keywords here of AI attack, comma, move, armor to infiltrate, with the weapons on it being a crushing punch, which was a red with impact 1, or its laser cannon at range 3 with white and black. These things sucked to play against.
And they still do.
Yeah.
They were running rampant early, and then they, even after the nerf and the points increase, they're still pretty valid. They definitely didn't just... They're still very, very much a valid choice, and you continue to see them in winning list. And like what you were saying, the ability to infiltrate a LOS blocking piece that also hits pretty hard, the heavy weapon is... like the 2 red and a white impact 2 helps kind of boost the floor of that pool. It's just a good unit, and it punishes you, and it takes way too much effort to kill. Like, there's 3 of these guys. Mm-hmm. You usually with a heavy, it's 12 health, and you're always shooting over armor 2 the entire time. And it's just like more effort than it's worth.
It's so much effort to try to fight these things. And I remember seeing these for the first time, and I was like, oh, I lose. Like, this isn't just kind of a problem. This is the problem.
Yeah. I mean, the best thing to deal with these, which is, you're starting to see more super squads, but you need, like, volume, honestly, to, like, get these things off the board. Like, I know you see armor, too, and people, like, sometimes the tendency is anytime you see armor is like, oh, I need to take all the rocket launchers. It's not really. This, you just kind of want to throw a whole bunch of dice at them and just get over the armor, too. Like these guys are immune to plink damage and stuff. So when you're throwing like smaller pools and stuff, half your hits are getting knocked out by this armor. So it's kind of reminiscent of, old school fire support, I guess. But throw a lot of dice at these guys. If you're going to shoot at them, make sure you do it. Shoot at them a lot. No plink damage on these guys, because it's going to be wasted.
Definitely, yeah. This is not a thing that... you know, my ATRTs with laser cannons are going to really be able to do much about, because even with the impact, I'm maybe killing a model after 2 throws, 2 attacks with 2 ATRTs on it, and then, like, maybe I'm getting 1 model. Right. I'm not getting the entire unit. There's still 2 more models in there. And since there's no breakpoint, you know, like, it's just, cool, I've made your walking wall coming towards me slightly smaller, but you still have one.
Yeah, it's a hard... They're just so much... It's so much health.
it's so much health.
And so much more effort to kill. I mean, like, the smaller dice pools with impact, maybe, if, like, you're like, oh, I need to put 1 more wound through to, like, take a model off, I can see, like, throwing the Storm DLT at it, or, like, split firing some heavies off that have, like, the impact keyword, but you definitely don't want to throw, like, high-value small pools that don't have an ability to get through armor at these guys. It's just don't bounce.
Yeah. These guys will absorb hits, and... Thank you. Again, let me just say, 78 points. Right? This is 8 more points than the crab droids, and this is doing so much more. Like this is it is insane just how cheap you can have a moving wall as CIS players. And it's like, yeah, I mean, hey, if AMG giveth, taketh. You know, like I ain't blaming them, but it is definitely a problem.
Yeah. Well, that in context of the faction too, you have access to a lot of cards that give aims. AI is kind of almost not even a bad thing anymore. So like there's a lot of cards that will give units with AI buffs, like tactical download and things like that. So you can put it, link targeting around these guys usually is a pretty common thing. So it's not crazy for these guys to be shooting at you with like three aims.
No.
Two is fairly common, but like you can get fairly high. That would just before anything happens, you can have like a couple aims on for these guys to use. So it's definitely powerful in that regard when you put it in context with the faction.
We unfortunately we weren't around to do a sire buy of things, at the beginning of the year. But I will say this was 100% a buy. And if you ever see, if you are a CIS player and you see these and they aren't in your list yet, I don't know, do it. These things are good. Like this was 100% something that was like, wow. I've never seen something. I mean, again, I'm new to this, but that definitely changed the landscape of games that I was playing, and I noticed that one for the couple of matches that I played against CIS people. It went from, I could easily kind of fight him as a rebel player, and I felt okay, to, oh, I need to be running Ion and Impact in almost every single list I have now. Like it changed what I was up to because there's I have to try to counter it, and
Yeah.
it's good.
Definitely something you want an answer for. If you're not running it yourself, then you definitely want to bring some sort of
Yeah,
solution.
it's not a unit where it's like, well, maybe if someone's running it, CIS players are running
Yeah,
it.
it has to be like 90% of CIS lists right now
Yeah,
use these guys.
these guys good. Very,
Good.
very good. Like that, you can just stick them on a point, just be like, "This is mine for the rest of the game," and you ain't touching it. And it's like, "Yep,
All
that's
your
happening."
Grievouses and Dookus just QB sneaking right up the middle behind these guys.
Truly, truly, yeah.
But
It,
anyway.
I think that entire part is something that's just like it's not shown on the card, but it is something that it's just like it's mobile cover. So you never have a unit that's just like, well, I have to get him out of cover for a little bit to do something. You always just like, nope, I got a wall. That wall moves wherever I go.
It's definitely easy to look at this thing on paper and be like, meh. And then you see it and you're like, oh,
Oh
as we
no.
have.
Next up in our release order here is the ARFs with an F for anybody who
ARF
notices.
troopers.
Because I don't, they all sound the goddamn same, but yeah, we have the ARFs, which gave us the Jedis, the
The Jedi Guardian.
little Jedi Guardian guys. Yeah, and honestly, I really like ARFs. I thought this was a cool unit. This was one of the first things to add another lightsaber to the Republic lists, so they could have a little bit more going on there rather than just the ones from their commanders and their operatives, right?
Their squad lead.
Yeah, like this was nice. This was cool. I like this.
Yeah, I mean, they're a cool unit. I love that the helmets and stuff are really cool. Long rifles. They're in a weird spot right now with marksmen kind of doing their job a little bit better, at least like from a raw like dice perspective. But they're a solid unit. I would love to know if somebody has actually been running the Jedi Guardian in the ARF Trooper unit. Like comment below, like how that's happened, or how that worked or went for you if you have been doing that. But yeah, the Jedi Guardian kind of tends to appear in ARC Troopers if it's getting ran at all, at least at this point. At least that's how I've seen it. But
Yeah,
you get a cool unit out of it.
for those that are listening, the ARFs are a 4-trooper unit with 1 health, 2 courage, red saves, speed 2, and you're getting this for 70, or sorry, 66 points.
66.
So you're getting 66 points. It's also got Observe 2, Scout 1, Low Profile Unhindered with a black unarmed melee, and the DC 15A Blasters with a range 4 black pool. Because, like, so this is your, we can stick him in the back and we can plink.
Yeah.
Which seems weird to have the Jedi Guardians with that group, because, like...
That's weird.
If
well, I had to get him in the game somehow. Arcs are already out, so they couldn't put him in there. Maybe that was a justification.
Yeah, like, I'm glad that we got the Jedi Guardians. I think the Jedi Guardians are cool. I like the Arcs, because this was able to give us some more range 4 options for Republic lists, and it kind of, like... is making that more of a thing that can happen. It's just like, yeah, hey, hang out in the back, take shots. But having a, like a melee unit inside of a range 4, you know, I mean, I guess it's range 1 to 4, so you can get closer, but it does seem like a thing that you're probably finding a back point and then just taking it and then just shooting from there.
Or a good back app. It's kind of weird. Marksmen also do that. We'll talk about those later. But it's kind of a competing role, so to speak.
Yeah. Marksmen are doing it for 16 less points.
Right.
At base, right?
That's where it's kind of hard. I will say, ARF Trooper stock did go up a little bit because of 212th. There's a little bit more utility there for the 212th Battle Force. These guys give vehicles, will give every ARF Trooper gives one vehicle. Scout 1, I believe. So it's like scouting party for vehicles. So they can help your vehicles get on the board. It's nice if you have if you have an awkward amount of points, which you, at least in my list building, you tend to do. Usually you do have an awkward amount. It's not the worst thing in the world to slot one in to, you know, get your saber tank on the board for free. That's not worth nothing. They can be token batteries and things too. They have clone trooper keywords, so they can share tokens and things like that, and to the vehicles as well. And the observation tokens. I haven't seen anybody kind of like lean into using the ARF troopers for the observe keyword. There's potential. There's a little bit more synergy, I guess, on a Cody list. So it's not a little bit of utility there. So it did kind of increase their unit stock at least.
Yeah, I've definitely had people observe me with them, but not like. It's not your first priority move, right? Like, you're moving towards your objective with them, or you're shooting with them, and then if you happen to have a second action that you're not doing anything else, it's like, I guess I'll observe, might as well. You know?
Yeah.
So that way someone else can maybe get the ability to plink this down a little bit better. Mm-hmm. So, like, I have seen that, but yeah, you're definitely shooting every turn with them that you possibly can to try to get the best value out of them as possible.
Yeah.
And also, for the Republic, coming up next, we have Padawan and Commander Ahsoka.
Let's go.
Let's go, Ahsoka. I thought this was such a cool thing that it was able to be like, hey, here's Ahsoka, here's two different versions of Ahsoka, so that way you can have one as, you know, the Commander Ahsoka is taking up that slot, but then you can also have one that is part of a unit upgrade. And so then you can just stick them in, you can, you know, stick Ahsoka in there, and you can have the younger Ahsoka just kind of like leading the squad around rather than the entire army. And I thought that was cool. I think that's a very cool play space that they were able to have with it. And it definitely also gave us some very nice models to show a lot more of the Ahsoka's arc. So now we've got three Ahsokas that you can have. Which I think it's neat.
I think she was the first one, too, that they did that with, where it was like a character and a unit upgrade as well.
Yep, and I will say, it did throw me off, and this was just my own thinking, that I definitely thought that the Commander Ahsoka was going to be for the Republic players, and the Padawan Ahsoka was going to be for the... I'm sorry, backwards. I thought the Commander Ahsoka was going to be for the Rebel players, Rebels. And the Padawan Ahsoka was going to be for the Republic players, because I was like, oh yeah, it makes sense. She gets older and she's part of the Rebellion and does all of her stuff with that. And this is our new, because, you know, there's resculpts that are happening at the time. Yeah. So I was like, oh, this is a resculpt that Rebel players get. And it's like, no, this isn't...
No, this is season
Hush, Rebel
seven.
Player, this isn't for you.
Season 7 Commander Ahsoka. Oh, well, no, she's a commander always... For the most part, for Clone Wars, I guess. Mm-hmm. Rex gets promoted to commander at the end. That's I got confused there, but yes, this is Republic Ahsoka.
the Commander Ahsoka card, for those listening, is a single unit, obviously. It's a 5 health, 2... I don't
courage
know why
two.
My mind is blank. Yeah, thank sorry, you. Yeah, courage 2. And it's only surging... it's surging crits on attack. It's red saves, speed 3 base, which is super fast. Love that. Love that. And you've got the jump 2... keyword there, so you know that you're getting across the board and you're getting to whatever is in front of you. Mm-hmm. You also have Associate Anakin Skywalker, Deflect, Immune Pierce, Independent Recover, you have Scout 1, Shien Mastery, and Ahsoka's lightsaber is a melee with 3 white, 5 black, Impact 2 Pierce.
Mm-hmm. She has command cards too. I don't know if you want to go through those.
Oh yeah, there's command. I mean, like Commander Ahsoka is pretty solid. I haven't seen a lot of Commander Ahsoka's being played, but for 110 points and having all this going on, not bad.
Yeah, she can be fairly killy. She has some she has some command cards that kind of make her a little bit more offensive and things like that. And we don't see her a ton, at least I mean, when she first came out, I saw her a little bit. Then I haven't seen her much in the commander role. Her squad leader upgrade, though, you do tend to see quite a bit because it gives out a charge keyword and also turns on to pretty cool melee keywords. So I guess I'll read that real quick. So you can, for 35 points, put her as a squad leader as well. She has leader, sidearm, melee, range. That means it means you can't shoot a clone rifle when she's in the squad, so no shooting with her. The unit gains block, charge, and independent dodge 1, and she has lightsabers that are critical 1, impact 2, pierce 1, and it is 2 white, 2 black. It's really, it changes the role of a clone infantry squad quite a bit, which is a cool utility to put in your list. All of a sudden, that infantry unit starts becoming a pretty good little melee threat.
Mm-hmm.
With some extra defensive tech, too.
Yeah, no, I think that having her as the upgrade, and I definitely think that this was kind of the starting point of them being like, how can we get more heroes as squad upgrades?
Yes.
Is like, this was such a good idea. Like, it works so well. It's so fun to see.
Yeah.
It is a little unfortunate because of the fact that it came in the pack like that with both of them, that there is a lot of table talk that at least that I had to have of just like, is that a commander, or is that like, you know, because people were, of course, trying her in both slots, and so it was a little confusing as an opponent to just been like, okay, well, I see Ahsoka surrounded by a bunch of clones, that must be the unit upgrade, and then find out it's like, no, that's actually, there's another activation in there, right? Like, that, she's commander version, and I was like, right. Sorry.
Definitely good to clear that up with your opponent beforehand.
Yeah.
There's a slight points different in those upgrade / units.
But I think, you know, cool design space, play space,
yeah,
cool sculpts.
We've seen more of it too.
Yeah. This is definitely a thing that I was very happy to see the Republic players get, and I definitely thought this was a very fun thing that I was like, oh, this is nice. Like, this is a cool thing that I'm glad to see more lightsabers on the other side of the field from me, so that way I could actually, you know, it started feeling a little bit more like I was fighting the Republic, and so I was about that.
Yeah, the design space as a whole is really helping with faction identity and just getting more characters on the board. Like, Republic has squad leaders and things, but we've seen Cassian and Kallus. Like, they're basically kind of the same sort of space. And I think, Rex got that upgrade treatment as well. So I think it's really cool. It seems like they're going to be doing more of that kind of stuff, and that's exciting because we get to have more characters. It's easier to design around. You don't have to balance around 6 Ahsokas. You just balance around 1. So it's a little bit easier to do.
It definitely solves the problem that I had as like a Hero Hammer player of just like, it's Star Wars. I want to play the fun Star Wars heroes, right? Like,
right.
I want to have Luke, have Leia, I want to have these people. And it's like, well, here's a way that I can have more of them in my list and on the field and playing them without taking up the precious slots. So that way I can kind of have them in still, but maybe I don't have them in taking up that amount of points. Like, you know, as you mentioned, Cassian was a thing that I liked playing him, but I knew he wasn't really that good, and he was definitely chewing up a lot of point cost for doing so-so, whereas now, as a unit upgrade, you put him in every super squad you have. Like...
Yeah, now he's like, remember me?
So good!
Cassian's over. I want my money! Forgot I was here! Comes back
it,
with a vengeance.
It definitely was something that I was like, man, I'm so glad I bought a Cassian like 2 years ago, so right. I don't have to go find one right now. I was like, oof.
Yeah, I don't... Is Cassian hard to get right? I'm sure he's getting snagged off all the shelves, but...
I mean, my store had... My local store that I go to had two Cassians just in like stock, and the second that upgrade hit, they had no Cassians in stock.
Sure, they just got snagged. You're like, because it's only old stock, but he's coming back. Reprints are coming.
Yeah, there's reprints. There's reprints. Speaking of non-reprints, new things mm-hmm. that we got also in this year included the custom commander and operative packs for every faction. And I'm not going to read all of that, because dear God, is there a lot, and also it's customized, so who knows what version of it that you're running, but you're running it. These were great.
They're good. Whatever faction you're running, you should grab whatever one it is. They're not, some are better than others, I will say, but they're definitely worth having, like, just as a tool for your list building. I think most lists like to have access to the potential of including one of these guys in them. With it's Republic, but
I've heard Republic people have mentioned that the dice pool isn't as big as they want it to be.
Yeah, slightly not as Jedi as a Jedi as you think a Jedi would feel. But who knows? There could be stuff coming that makes them better. And they look really cool. It's cool to build Jedis, and we love our glow sticks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think the customs were fantastic. They dropped them at a good time. And they have been just useful across the board.
Yeah, they got a lot of utility.
They're beautiful sculpts. You can customize whatever they look like, so you can get them to be whatever. Mm. And then you also have all of the kit bash stuff that you didn't use that you can then change up all of your other things. That's fantastic. So just from like a model perspective, before you even get the utility aspect of it, awesome. And then you have the utility aspect of it that you can be like, hey, like, I want it to be a melee or a range or a this or a that. So it can fit into your lists pretty well. And some of them do things that your commanders were doing just as well, cheaper maybe a little bit less, or, you know, more pinpointed to what you're using your commanders for or your op slot for. For less points. And so then you can be like, hey, I want this to be a token battery, and instead of taking my commander that's a token battery, I can take this version, which is more of a token battery, but less of a punch stick. So that way, they're still doing token battery things, but now I'm saving myself, 20, 30 points or whatever, and I can go use that for other stuff. So, like, all in all, customizability cool, flexibility cool, everything about these was a home run, in my opinion. Yep. These are fantastic, and just I think if I had to rate like all of the things that came out in 2025, I think this is like star number one, the best thing that came to Legion in 2025.
Yeah, it's definitely like if you're gonna like go after things that change the game state, this is I would also agree it's like the number one thing that changes state of the game. Like everybody's list building changed overnight when these guys started dropping.
Because you could I feel like it just opened a lot of doors. Yeah, right?
It's where a cheap chassis to like serve a role that you need. Like you were saying, like you might not necessarily want to pay the extra 100 points for all the cool other stuff. I just want a support commander. Mm-hmm. All right, build that. I want a melee threat. Build that. They're good at like plugging holes that a lot of lists like they just needed one thing. Like, oh, I need a linebacker unit. Cool. Build that. And
and instead of paying 100-some points for it, you're just paying 50, and you're like, awesome.
Yeah, they serve roles. They're specialist that you can customize.
Yeah, these came out around the same time as also what everybody loved, the Essentials Kit and Card Packs.
Yes.
You know, everybody thought those were so useful and great, and there definitely wasn't a lot of people being like, why do I need to buy all these different card packs? Which, to be fair, I will say, the It was very confusing trying to figure out which card pack had what cards in it.
Yeah, like I did buy a mercenary pack and I don't need it.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it away as prize support or something here.
That, I definitely feel like there is a thing there that was like, well, this is all print and play, so we didn't need this in the first place. And you don't need them in the first place. But it also was just weird that they existed, and then you needed like two cards from this pack and like eight from that. I think that just got a little... I think it got a little out of hand.
This is the predicament that I have, is like, I'm printing and playing, and I'm like, I'm cool with that. But now as I'm buying releases, I'm getting the official cards, and now I'm like, well, I need a place to store these cards, and I need to like keep them together, I guess, since I have them. But like, I don't want to like, this is my CIS collection, it's just like four cards. So now I'm like, am I going to go buy the card pack just so I can fill a binder and just have a complete little set for the just for the sake of completionist?
My giant plain white cardboard box that all my Magic cards live in, they got a little bit more squished because now there's just an entire row that's nothing but Star Wars cards. And I was like, I definitely didn't need all of these. I'm glad I have them because I have the actual cards, and so I can sleeve them up and be able to use them in ways better than I was with, like, literally using, like, you know, Magic Land cards in sleeves with black and white printouts in them, you know, like. And of course, then I always ran into the issue when someone was like, all right, what's your attack pool? And I was like, is this black or red? It's a black and white print, so I don't know. I'm trying to figure this out. Like, I definitely think that it's for me, it was a nice thing to buy, and I was okay with spending the money on it. And I think it was a thing that I was like, hey, I'm glad that they offered.
Yeah.
This isn't for everybody. Don't buy it if you don't want it. Yeah. Right? Like, this was the thing that people, if they wanted the official stuff, they could have the official stuff. You don't need the official stuff. It's not tournament, like, necessary. So, but it was nice to have and be able to be like, yeah, let me get the card packs. But for the most part, you got everything that you needed inside of the new starter sets.
Yeah, those are super huge.
And those things
are awesome. Chef's kiss. Perfection. Perfect.
Yeah.
Can we put the stitch in, the little meme? The gift.
Absolutely. Right. Hey, yeah, yeah. Look. Wills, we know you watch.
Yes.
I just want to say, thank you. These things are great.
It's great. There's never been an easier time to get in the Legion, which is nice. Like, as like a community builder, and like, you're trying to pull people into the game, you're trying to throw events and things, it's very nice to be able to like grab players that are coming by on a local play night, and they're like, oh, how do I get into this game? And then be able to point them towards the nice little tailored starter box that is like at a very good price point for any sort of miniatures game. Like, I honestly can't really think of another miniatures game at all that you can get into sub $100 and have like an army. Like, yeah. That's significant. So it's great.
Yeah, I mean, the price of these, I have to check, because they were stupidly cheap.
Yeah, they're like $90. Like,
yeah, they were I think MSRP coming out was like $95, $100,
yeah,
around there.
Somewhere between 90 and 100.
Yeah.
And you get like, I mean, we had a whole episode on this, but you get like around $200 worth of stuff in it. So
yeah,
like I'm gonna go buy an Imperial starter set to do Stormtrooper Battalion stuff, just because like I need like a scout, like one scout and one storm, and it's literally the same price. So I might as well just get double of that. Mm-hmm. Like,
and you know, like especially around the holidays when these things were on sale and things, and you're seeing them 90. 85 in that range at some of the stores and everything. Like, man, a unit itself is $50.
Yeah,
there's no reason not to buy a star, like spend the extra. Like, you're losing money. You're like, the meme is real here. You're losing money if you don't buy a starter.
Yeah, like that's before you even factor in like all the tools and the stuff that you get with it too. Like.
I had a wonderful person at my game store who wanted to pre-order buy one for the Hondo. They wanted Hondo because Hondo was given as a pre-order bonus for them. And so they only wanted that. And they were like, I'll split the box with you. And by that, they meant they'll take the Hondo. I'll get everything else.
Wow.
No, they took Hondo and Luke, and I got everything else. And I was like, yes, I will gladly give you $50 for two more sets of Wookiees, two more sets of Rebel Troopers, you know, a set of Commando. Like, yeah, done.
Yeah,
and like, I had already bought one that I was painting at home, and I was like, yeah, I'll do a second. Like, why not?
That's a great deal.
It's yeah. These were so good as deals. If you didn't get one around the holidays and you wanted one, I
still get them. They're still there. They're still cheap.
They're still there.
Like, they're find still buddies there. And split cheap. Up. Like, split, like, make friends, split these boxes up. They're a good deal. You're all gonna, like, everyone's gonna thrive. It helps build the community. Like, do it.
Yeah. And there's definitely somebody who's like, hey, I'm using all of these 3D printed, like, half measure tools or whatever, and so I'm just trying to get the measure stuff and new dice and whatever, and, you know, they'll chip in $10 to buying it while you grab the rest.
Yeah, like, yeah.
People will do that, and so I highly recommend people checking that out and trying to get more of them, because this was a fantastic starter set and a great product, and, like, I know there's so many people that bought other factions as well. Like, this was a great way that they were just like, well, I've been eyeing doing X faction, and I've currently got my army on the other side, and they're like, well, hey, for $90, like, okay. And so, you know, they picked them up, and now they're doing, you know, tours of duty with another faction than just the one they started with. And so I think that's fantastic and very cool, and I think that was such a cool thing.
Yeah. Super helpful for the game.
Yeah, it's super helpful for new players. It was super helpful for old players who just, like, it's great value. I think dropping the Tours of Duty around, like, just after these came out as well was a fantastic thing, because it's like, hey, you now have an army that's 700 points, and here's a thing that plays at 700 points.
Yeah, 600-700 points.
Yep, and, like, people want to do it, so it's just look at this.
It's a great time to play Legion. Like, we're getting a lot of good stuff. It's easy to get into the game, like, come 2026. I mean, we'll talk about that a little bit, but, like, we're going to have, like, access to all the stuff, it looks like, and, like, it's easy to get into the game. Like, this is 2025, 2026 is going to be, like, really exciting. Just the game health and, like, what's available is really starting to look in a very good spot, where I know it's been kind of hard to get stuff in the past couple of years, but it looks like we're finally through that season, so it's exciting.
Yeah,
stuff.
No, I think players have been complaining, and rightly so, but they were feeling a little left out in the rain during the crossover and everything. But I think we finally got to the point where AMG is not only treating it correctly, but also supporting it in a way that it's like, okay, like, you have our attention, and here's all of the stuff. And I do feel like that's happening right now, of just like, oh, hey, we're getting this, like...
Yeah. It's pretty apparent that, like, it's definitely a priority for them. I mean, I'm sure all their games are, but, like, Legion is definitely getting a little bit of extra love right now to help get it back in the right spot, and that's good to see.
Yeah, and will we be the favorite child of AMG forever? Probably not. I hope so. But it's okay. You know, it's like, hey, like, let's enjoy the limelight while it's here, but also recognize where we're at and just being like, hey, like,
it's good.
It's a good time
to be alive.
Yeah, it's a good time to be a Legion player. As we had mentioned, with all of these wonderful starters, getting all of these units and everything, there were, I would say that here's some criticism to AMG, that this was not rolled out as well as I had hoped. It was very confusing for the stores, from talking to the store managers that I was playing, discussing while I was playing, was the rollout of the Hondo. Hondo?
I think it's kind of on point for his character, right? Like,
his
release was kind of like, he's like in the shadows, he kind of pops up, you don't really know where he's at, he just kind of pops in whenever.
This was such an interesting thing of, like, people wanted Hondo. Hondo was a, like, pre-order bonus that was being bundled with this stuff, but stores never knew how many they were going to get, and they didn't know when they were getting them. Some stores I talked to literally opened the box and said, "What's this?" Like, it was not rolled out as well as I think it should have been, especially since pre-order bonuses have existed for years now. This isn't new. It is new for Legion, but it is like, we've been pre-ordering stuff from GameStop and getting an extra DLC skin for whatever for decades. Like, this isn't new. This isn't new of just like, here's extra stuff, hand to person when buy a game. Here's how many you're getting. Like, that's not a new thing. And so I think this was kind of poorly rolled out because there's a lot of people that wanted this because the only way to get him was from the pre-order bonus because he's not out. You can't just buy Hondo.
Yeah, which he will be soon. He's
He will be
coming out
soon.
Q1. Q1 is when he's so like any the next couple months he should be on shelves. But
Yeah, so if you don't have Hondo, just
fret not
don't go to eBay and try to grab one for
for a
like the
bajillion dollars.
yeah for whatever markup that they got him on because they're like, oh, limited edition, whatever. It's like, yeah, you can get the same exact Hondo in like a month. So
Along with the rest
just
of his
wait.
buddies.
Yeah, along with the rest of it. Why don't you do you have Hondo's card up? You want
Oh
to
yeah, Hondo Inaka, trustworthy compatriot. He is an operative, and he has so many keywords. So he's a mercenary. He can do all the factions. So he has Arsenal X. We'll talk about the X's in a second. So Arsenal X, disengage, independent dodge X. He has my mood is based on profit, and then he has nimble, reliable X, uncanny luck X, and then his we'll come back to the X's. His courage value is also X.
Also X.
And then health 5, white saves, no surging, hit or blocks, and then he is speed 2. He has weak weight cunning in melee, so or sorry, melee to range 1, which is 3 black, and then he has Hondo's blaster at range 1 to 2, which is a white 3 black, and it is versatile. All the X's, I believe this is, my mood is based on profit, basically says whatever pip value on your command card that you play is going to be what X is. So if you play standing orders, a 4 pip, you will have Arsenal 4, independent dodge 4, reliable 4, uncanny luck 4. You get the picture here. So there's some funny things you can do with them, but I love it. I
Absolutely,
love it. It's,
absolutely crazy.
yeah.
Absolutely crazy. Such a cool thing. 10 out of 10. I think this was such an interesting thing to have a unit's
Yeah.
power basically on the field related to how much pip is being played in the command cards. And it's
It's
like,
so funny.
yeah, like it's thematically on point for Hondo, as well as just being very entertaining to play against. Like, this, I have only played one game against someone who had a Hondo, and it was just fantastic to watch. Like, right, like this is like a thing that is just like, this is just fun.
Well, there's
Like,
people like taking like I've heard of like CIS builds with order control and then just playing standing orders all the time. So Hondo is just like supercharged the whole game. Or like you could like play standing orders and throw this dude into like a Jedi and all of a sudden he's like giving Vader a nice hug and only taking like a couple wounds because of it. It's
yeah,
really
I
funny.
mean, uncanny luck 4 off of a standing order is
Well, the dodges
crazy.
too. He can like straight up hug a melee threat on, and survive. Like he just, it's just really funny.
Yeah, like it's such an interesting thing too, because like those command cards that you're playing that are one pips, two pips, like those are pretty strong and they're doing a lot to affect the board state. You don't want to really play them with a Hondo because it doesn't really give Hondo much to go off of. So, like, it's such an interesting thing because then when you're like, okay, well, now I got to play my three pips or I got to play standing orders, it's something where you might not want to play it because it would be weak. With him, it actually gives him a boost. And so you're like, okay,
It's very
actually, standing
counterintuitive.
orders might be pretty solid right now. Maybe I do play my three pip on, like turn two or turn three where I'd be normally playing a one pip because that means my Hondo can just run in there and start wrecking things up. Like, all right, like this is a fun thing.
I'm really excited to like just when his buddies and stuff hit too, the pirates and things. It's gonna be such a fun. I just love, like, I love, like, the whole, like, Hondo's entire vibe. I just want to, like, play Legion and then blast the Pirates of the Caribbean soundtrack as I do it. And just,
just so many pirate. Stories I could tell. So many of them true.
It's so funny.
He's literally one of my favorite characters in the Star Wars universe. So, and it's just, like, it's so nice to have him in the game. Like, I cannot wait for him to be more publicly available so that way we can see more Hondas in action, because I'm like, most of the people that I've seen have just kind of like got him with the pre-order, painted him up, maybe played a game or two, and then he's like back on the shelf, not because he's bad, but just because we haven't really, like, we're still figuring it out
him.
I
just love that. I won't go into all the command cards, but that's just good business where he, like, takes, he basically, he'll give you suppression and take all of your green tokens, and the art is like Obi-Wan kind of like getting, he's like knocked out and getting drugged to prison. It's just such a funny thing. Like, cause you could just do this and just straight up take all the green tokens. You could do this to a Yoda. You could just take all of Yoda's tokens on his Luminous Beings turn or on Obi-Wan's one pip. You can just take all their stuff. It's like,
yeah, if you time it right, you're just like, oh, look at all of those dodges and surges you have, and now they're mine.
It's like, I have a deal, trade proposal. You get suppression, I get all your green tokens.
Thank you. I will take all of these. It's a great theming. It's a fun thing. My only complaint with him is, I don't understand how you're supposed to build that little parrot thing that's on his shoulder. That thing sucks.
I also had no idea that you could build him as, like, a regular, like, captain. You can build him as a captain, and I was like, what are all these extra parts? I'm trying to put it together, and I was so concerned that I'd, like, screwed something up or, like, somehow got, like, an extra sprue, and I'm like, ooh, I got something, like, early that's not, I'm not supposed to have, but... No, you can also build him as a captain. So
yeah, and so again, great thing to have that if you were like, hey, I want to just have this as like the unit leader for my weakways when I buy the weakways, like you could just buy him and make him into a different version and do that, and I think that's a really cool thing. Like, honestly, just it is a cool unit. I understand why people really wanted these. I understand that, like, as a pre-order bonus, this was a great incentive for people to, you know, be like, yeah, I'll pay $100 so I can make sure that I get all of this stuff for the starter set and also a cool Hondo. But yeah, I at least, you know, from what I've seen from other stores and everything, is that it was not rolled out nearly as well as I feel like they needed. Because if I am correct, like, they got pretty much like a couple every case of starters, and that did not math correctly. And so you ended up having a lot of starters and only a few Hondos. And it felt really bad being the person that was like just on the other side of that list and not getting that Hondo. Like, I saw that happen to people at my store, and it's just like, they really wanted Hondo, but they didn't pre-order in time or whatever. So they didn't get one. Like,
but here's to perfecting that process.
Yeah.
there is time.
Yeah, like I say that this is a problem, but I also go, this is a learning experience. Yeah. And I do feel like this feedback was heard, and I do feel like we'll see if that feedback gets actually implemented the next time they want to do stuff like this, because I like this idea. I would love to have special editions that are, you know, like, hey, you pre-ordered this battle force, here's a special edition Leia or something, you know, that's with the battle force, so that way you have like a cool sculpt that you wouldn't normally have, but since you bought like a good version, you know, you bought it early, you get that. And I'm cool with that. Like, I am shocked that Legion has some of that already, and I'm also shocked that there isn't more of, because that seems like a really slam dunk thing of like, hey, some people want to feel cool and they'll buy their fifth Darth Vader if it means having, you know, if he's posed a new way.
Right, yeah. We need 15 poses Darth Vader.
Like, yeah, like people will buy that. There are people that will buy that. And is that for everybody? No. You know, and for the people who are just starting out, and for the people who don't, you know, they're like, oh, I already have it, I don't really need it. Like, it does kind of be a cool thing for somebody who comes in at that time and they go, oh, you know, like, I started playing in 2025, and so I got this cool version because that was only available in 2025.
Oh, for sure.
Like, yeah,
Yeah, it like everybody loves like their cool gamer bling, and yeah, it's cool. It's cool to pick stuff up like that.
And as long as it's not mechanically different,
right? Yeah, don't be like, this is the overpowered unit that you can only get one of.
which we had mentioned that before, and I would like to shout out people in our comments that did mention that apparently they have done that in other AMG has done that in fact in other games where there is units that. you had to get it at a specific time, and that was the only time that unit was available or that style. And like, bought it later, it wasn't nearly as good. So I hope they don't do that. And maybe they've
been pretty vocal about not doing that.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's interesting.
But as far as sculpts go, it's just like, yeah, I don't want to have multiple sculpts of Luke, but like, I'll take it. You know, and I think it also opens up very cool prize support for tournaments also in the future, because then they could have things that are just like, hey, here's like, every store gets a one version of this, and this is for your store tournament of the year or whatever, and you gotta win to get that one sculpt of the thing, or, you know, I think that's cool. I think that's a cool thing, and that way you can have that on your side, and when you see that, you can be like, oh crap, you know, like that person got this because they're super good at the game. Like, I think that's a cool
thing. Yeah. One thing I want to plug, I'm going off our script here.
Yeah.
But the tournament kits and the store kits, that's something that came out just Q4 2025. Ask your stores about that stuff, if they have that stuff in, because there's like a lot of exclusive content and things in those as well. Like, there's like weekly play kits where it's like a little booster pack and you get like three promo cards in. And it's just, you know, the regular promo packs they hand up for prize support and things like that. But that's a cool thing, too, for developing the game, like, just to keep people coming out every week. People love to play games, and they love to play games for free stuff.
Like, and you have those, right? Like, that's at your store? Yeah, because we don't have those at our store.
We don't have them yet. Yeah, well, like, they might still be coming out. They might not have hit everywhere, but definitely, if you're any sort of community organizing and doing that, like, try to get your hands on that stuff and
hand it out. 100%.
People love that stuff. It'll help build communities.
Yeah, because, like, it gives people the incentive of just, like, hey, like, you know, I've got my tournament list. I only show up during, like, tournament nights or whatever. It's like, but do you want to have this cool holographic card of, you know, this unit that you play? And then they're like, yeah, all right, I'll show up and play not on a tournament night so I get the cool holographic card. And you're like, yeah, cool. Like, I think it's nice to have more of a reason to bring people out.
A lot of us used to be ex-pack fiends, you know, we get that pack fever. We love to rip a good booster pack.
Ooh, promo pack.
It's just a little hit. There's like three cards in there, but just enough to get me
going. Tides you over.
Yeah, it just holds me over.
Yeah. Let's continue the list here and wrap it up. That we do have the Clones Marksman that we've already kind of talked about here. The Clones Marksman that did also come out towards the end of 2025.
Yeah. Definitely changed a lot for Republic. Two core options. Without going too crazy into it, they're a great area denial piece. Actually, there's a mini that just came out. So, like, if you want a deep dive on this, like, pop on over to Notorious Scoundrels and look at that. But they're a great unit to have. Definitely should have some if you're a Republic player. They serve specific roles, and it's the cheapest unit you can put in the slot, and yeah, they're good long range shooter.
They can be actually, the Pike Syndicate Foot Soldiers are 8 points.
Yes, technically, but they do not satisfy my core requirement.
Yes.
So
the Clone Trooper Marksmen are a 50-point unit of a squad of four at one health, two courage, red defensive saves, one speed, very slow, but you've got prepared position. Mm-hmm. And marksman, and you're running the DC 15A blaster rifles, which is range 1 to 3, not 1 to 4 like they are on the ARFs, but you are getting long shot and still the same amount of damage. So you're still doing the same amount of damage. You're doing a little bit less range, but you have prepared positions, marksman, and long shot, so you can easily spend your aim over on on the long shot to get that last bit to go up to 4 like you have with the ARFs, and you're doing it for 60 points cheaper.
Yeah.
Honestly speaking, this is great. Like, this seems solid, like, exactly what people have been kind of looking for, to have more range inside of the Republic lists.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's popular running, like, the super squad builds. Usually that's how you see them. you'll see people running like not like the 9-man squad or like a one-off just for a cheap activation, just because it's a little bit cheaper than the infantry. And they can share their tokens like every other clone trooper. So
yeah, you stick these guys, you know, they're cheap. You stick them on a back point. You have them shoot and just do covering fire for helping out the rest of your units. And you're not upset about it, you know? Like, it'll reach and it's not expensive.
They're good at drawing a line in the sand. Like, if you cross this turn one, I will shoot you. That's kind of what they do.
Yeah, and you got red saves on them still, so like they'll be tanky on a point, and with two courage as well. Like, you're sticking on that point, and you can hold it with just that, and that's pretty solid.
Yeah, especially if surge tokens laying around, then they really start to just be impossible to chisel down.
And our last thing, and the thing that I feel like that has shaken the game up the most, if you want to talk about impact. The General Grievous Wheelbike Warlord.
Our very own Evan has seen great success.
Yeah, great success. I mean, this was so good, it got nerfed so fast. And it's still good. Yeah, I think there was already a thing that, like, something happened with this that already... Maybe it was just the list that Evan ran and not Wheelbike itself.
Oh, but, yeah, I think because the Aqua Droids all went up.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was.
That was kind of the nerf to the list. I think he's, as a unit, is... I could be wrong, but I think the unit itself is still what it is.
Yeah. I mean, 150 points, maybe that's a good chunk of your army, but 8 health, red saves, you got... It's a vehicle, so you don't have to worry about courage at all. You just don't have courage. And like it has no breakpoint either. 90%
of Grievous's problem, like that's significant. Mm-hmm. Like,
you're surging crits for attack. You've got move 2 on it, armor 1, climbing vehicle, commanding vehicle 2, entourage with the other wheel bikes. You have immune melee pierce. It's mobile, and then you have the trophy lightsaber melee. With 1 red, 1 white, 3 black, with impact 2, over 1-1, pierce 1, ram 1, scatter. Keywords. And then you also have its ranged attack, laser cannon and pistols, which is range 1 to 2, which is 1 red, 2 white, 2 black. So it just takes the black, moves it over to the white, and then you can do pretty much the same thing in range. And then you've got, that's on fixed front, impact 1, and pierce 1. So you don't get the fun overruns and all of that. But still, like, good God.
Yeah, it's a lot. God. I will say, after playing against this, it feels so thematically on point. Like, the scene in Revenge of the Sith, where he's, like, jumping off the platform and, like, running clone troopers over, that is very much what he's doing, like, especially against me. He's just running clone troopers over. That's what he does. But, he's just going to do donuts in your... in your line, he's going to throw out the Grievous one pip where you're training your Jedi art. He just kills a lot of stuff. He's kind of a little bomb. He can swing flanks. He feels very much like a super heavy cav piece. Mm-hmm. Like he's a wrecking ball. I love it. It's a cool unit.
Yeah, I think it's a cool unit, and I think that, you know, having these like heroes on vehicles, things that we're getting like this and the Hauntons, like. This is fun. This is fun design space, fun thing that it's like it changes it up so it's not just like, oh, here's another sculpt of a Grievous, and like, no, this Grievous does something different and it's drastically different, and it allows you to have a different playstyle. Like, I'm sure once the wheel bikes come out, that having like an entire like that, you know, I think they coined it with like the Mad Max list, you know, just like everyone on vehicles is just like, you could do that, and we'll probably do that, and we'll see that.
Yeah, there's a world where you could run him, 4 of these wheel bikes, 3 steps, if as long as the points work. That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean...
that's a lot.
It's cool. I think this is neat. I think this is a very neat thing. This is definitely a piece that CIS players have been enjoying playing, and have been playing a lot. So I would say that, you know, if you're playing against CIS, expect to see these. But... It's just such a different thing, because whereas we talked at the start of this, right, with the Aqua Droids and how the Aqua Droids really changed things up as moving cover, this is just moving pain. This is rolling thunder, pain. Right? Like, this is just rolling straight around, yeah. And it's just like, oh, we got a lot of stuff coming at us. Right. Okay.
I will say, as a PSA, before you run this unit, do yourself a favor and read Overrun like 4 or 5 times just to understand it, because it is like, once you put him on the field, all of a sudden there's a lot of like, huh, how does that work? How does this work? Like, how does it interact with this? So it's definitely worth having a good grasp of that, just because you're gonna be doing it a lot. Like, that's basically, he's just gonna run stuff over and shoot you. But
And before we completely finish off here, I will say I can hear the comments now. I understand. We did not talk about any of the resculpts that came out this year, but there are a lot of resculpts that did come out. We understand. We just wanted to talk more about the newer units. And I will say, for those that are talking about the resculpts, there was a bunch of resculpts. There was the B2s and the Stormtroopers and also the Rebel Troopers resculpts.
Yeah, all core units.
Basically everything that was inside of all of the core troopers that were inside of the starters, those all got resculpted. Arcs resculpted. The AA-5 tank for the Rebels came out. As of recording, the Saber tank just hit. Like, yeah, hey, there's a lot of stuff that came out that was previously available that's back, which we appreciate, because I think this is a good way of getting your hands on stuff that was starting to get harder to get.
Mm-hmm,
sure. Unfortunately, there is still a lot of stuff that is hard to get. But looking at the calendar of 2026 and into the future of our crystal ball here, there's so many more resculpts that they're planning for the rest of the 2026 as well. So yeah, we will see more of this happening. It is a thing that they're trying to kind of catch back up to player demand. Mm-hmm. So, hey, it's coming. Unfortunate that it's not all here, but like, it's coming. And hopefully that'll be nice. And you just, as a preview from what we've seen for 2026 at Ministrav and everything, you know, we've got new battle forces, we've got Imperial Probe Droids, Imperial High Command, we've got the Heroes of the 501st box, as we've talked about already on this podcast, we've got the Weak Way Pirates and the Weak Way Tanks. Like, there's so much stuff that is coming in 2026. Year. It is going to be such a good year. Mm-hmm. So just keep all of that in mind, is that like, hey, we had, I think 2025 was a great year of Legion. I really feel like we kind of slotted into 2.6, and Tours of Duty also like really kind of made Legion feel like Legion, at least in my opinion. Like, this is what, when I bought the stuff, I was expecting. And then it kind of all came together, and I was like, wow, this is fantastic. I'm having fun playing this game. I'm trying to make sure that I'm out every single week playing with my community and out there, because like, this is a fun game.
This is a fun game,
and it's a good time to be in this game.
Yeah, for sure. It's a great time to be playing Legion, and it's exciting even at like post 2026 with the re-releases and stuff. It looks like we're going to have pretty much everything fairly accessible. And on top of that, with new stuff coming out, which is takes a lot, like in the production end of things, and like they're handling it well, and so it's gonna be great to have kind of all the toys at your disposal, so to speak. At least from what I've seen here, it looks like just about everything's gonna be there for you to get. So all the units you've been wanting to run that you haven't been able to get your hands on, they're coming. You're gonna
the
be able to get them.
Troopers that I
the
still
fleet
don't
troopers,
have,
the land speeders,
can't find them.
All that good stuff.
The E-Webs, Imperial people have always been talking to me about never being able to find, you know.
Tap Riders, there's so much stuff. Or the upgrade packs, too, like all the heavy weapon upgrade packs, those are coming back. Like, fret not, it's coming. So it's a good time to be playing.
It's a great time to be playing, and keep it here for 2026, as we will be discussing so much of the casual end of the game and our enjoyment of it. We will have a special video for you in the future here. We are going to go through every keyword for units and weapons. I want to preface this, which is, by the way, so far at current count is 168 keywords. So we will go through all of those and rank them, kind of best tier, worst tier, mid tier, all of the above. So we will discuss all of those keywords and have that in the coming weeks here. But bear with us. It's going to take us a second to get that set up. In fact, it might be more than just one episode because I don't think we can do 168 keywords. We got to be pretty quick.
That's like 5 seconds a keyword.
Yeah.
To do that now, so it's probably going to be multi-part.
Yeah, so this will probably end up being multiple episodes, but we think it'll be fun to kind of be able to go through and be able to talk about all of the different keywords, kind of the state of where some of these keywords are, and also what units they're on, because I'm sure some of these keywords are going to be fantastic, and also some of them are just going to be like, what the heck is this? so there will be a lot of that.
Yeah. Hopefully a good resource, too.
Yeah, we are going to... Well, I'll make sure that we have all of the keywords marked for those episodes as well, so that way, if you want to know what a keyword does... could go to those and learn what it does while hearing us banter about if it's a good keyword or a bad keyword. So it'll be edutainment, as the people call it. So it'll be a resource as well as something fun. So that will be our gift to you at the start of the year here, and as we get things kicked off and going. But you know, we do all of this because, just like 2025 and everything else, we do it for
the love of the game.